Hello and welcome to episode 45, day 45 of the podcast organization Monocle Acronym. Wow, I cannot talk tonight either. Holy shit. What is wrong with this?
Not going well for you.
No, not at all.
There's 104 days of summer vacation till school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots or locating Frankenstein's brain. Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane. This could possibly be the best day ever. And the forecast says that tomorrow will likely be a million and six times better. So make every minute count, jump up, jump in, and seize the day. And let's make sure that in every single possible way, today is gonna be a great day. Crossing the tundra or building a roller coaster, skiing down a mountain of beans. Devising a system for remembering everything or synchronizing submarines. Racing chariots, taming tiger sharks, constructing a portal to Mars. Building a time machine, stretching a rubber tree or wailing away on guitars.
Oh, man.
This could possibly be the best day ever. And the forecast says that tomorrow. Great day.
Hello and welcome to episode 45 of the podcast organization without a cool acronym, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am your host, TFGO, and Mike. Joining me, as always, Pecan Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Today is the 45th day of summer, well, at least for us it is. This means it's the day that the GCRN continues our new cartoon review podcast for the summer of 2016 and 2017, because we're in 2017 now. Today we are going to be talking about middle-aged robots and how Susie is now suddenly strange or something, or she's always been strange, we don't know. Susie gets a full episode, that's interesting and fun, and Mr. Fletcher pretty much gets a full episode, even though he was just a robot. For the
it's
most
about
part.
Time they start exploring their other characters. What do these people do? Nothing at all. Quit asking.
Yes, they do nothing.
They're there in the neighborhood somewhere. Yep. Actually do anything. Not every episode can be about Perry.
Nope.
Only the B-side.
God.
Well, I mean, there is Perry. He's got to have people first.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, quit reading the wiki. Are we starting with
I'm not
Susie?
Reading the wiki. No, we're not starting with Susie. We're starting with middle-aged robot.
Bubblegum, bubblegum, running in a sack. Hop to the finish and don't look back. Come on, Dad! Sing it!
I can't remember the words!
What to do, what to do.
Gangway on your right. One side coming through. How many times have I told you to keep Perry out of my way when I'm balancing eggs on a spoon?
Never?
Well, I would have thought it would be understood.
What the heck you doing anyhow?
I'm training for this year's father-daughter picnic competition. And I'd really like to win for a change. Dad, come on! We're not finished practicing!
I'll be right there, sweetheart. I'm just clearing a spot for the trophy we're going to win today.
Dad, those trophies are lame. Last place? Nice try?
Oh, come on. What about this one? First place?
It means loser, Dad.
Well, that's not very nice, is it? But look on the bright side, Candace. This year, we might take home one just like this. Ta-da!
Third place?
No, winner. It's a W.
How are my two favorite competitors doing?
Ugh.
Well, I've got a few errands to run, but I should be there by the time the contest starts.
Oh, please try to make it. I think Candace could really use someone cheering her on.
Did you hear that, Ferb? I know what we're gonna do today. Hey, where's Perry?
How peculiar.
Anybody there?
Agent P. Dukin's Mertz has been doing lots of research on the structural properties of glue. It's probably...
Say, that fellow wearing the dashing fedora looks awfully familiar.
Good luck, Agent P.
Huh? Perry?
Ooh, I get the feeling I wasn't supposed to see that. Oh, now her.
Memory erase sequence initiated. 5% completed.
Hey, Phineas. Hi, Ferb.
Hi, Isabella. Come on in.
What you doing?
Oh, just trying to generate 40,000 cubic feet of compressed air.
What's it for?
You'll see in a minute. I don't want to blow the reveal too soon.
Anything I can do to help?
We still need some pom-poms, a fog machine, and 372 feet of bungee cord.
You got it.
Memory erase 95% complete.
Mr. Fletcher, are you okay?
Daddy?
Uh-oh. Major Monogram, we have a situation here. Mr. Fletcher got caught in the memory eraser.
Wait, googly moogly, Carl. This could bring down the entire organization. Get him back to headquarters right away so that we can restore his memory.
Da-da.
We can't let the family see him like this. He's got the brain of a toddler. We need to restore his memory before he's missed at the father-daughter picnic.
But that'll take over 3 hours.
Da-da. Better hurry before it's time to change him.
Sir, I am... Will you stop it? I am trying to have a conversation. As I was saying, sir, I may have a solution. Anticipating just this kind of situation, I've been building robotic replicas of the Flynn Fletcher family. We can get Agent P to operate the Mr. Fletcher robot until we can replace him with the real Mr. Fletcher.
Wait a minute. You anticipated a specific situation like this?
Yep.
Wow, that's a little creepy, Carl.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated!
And by inopportune, of course, I mean completely opportune! I was just on the way to drop an entire container of Yulg on the Tri-State Adult Diaper Factory! And what is Yulg, you may ask? It's the opposite of glue. A few drops of this will make anything fall apart. See? Now witness...
Agent P, you must abort your current mission. There is something much more important than Doofenshmirtz.
Hello, I'm right here. I can hear you, you know.
Rendezvous back at headquarters. Monogram out.
Fine. You have somewhere more important to be. But don't you want to know why I want to destroy the adult diaper factory? It's a terrific backstory! You know, this is gonna be a backstory too someday!
So I was a middle-aged robot. Candace is determined to win this year's father-daughter obstacle course, but unfortunately, Lawrence finds Agent P's lair, and his memory is accidentally erased by a memory eraser gadget. Luckily, Carl had already made a Flynn Fletcher family robot series for emergency situations. So Agent P operates a Lawrence robot to fill in during the race as Phineas and Ferb provide commentary from their broadcast blimp. Meanwhile, Dr. Doofenshmirtz invents a Yulg, a solution that works in the opposite of glue and takes everything apart. If you thought there was no explanation for the innator yesterday in just passing through. There's absolutely there's an explanation of what the Innator does, but there's no explanation in this episode why he wants to yulg the adult diaper factory.
I'm sure there's an explanation.
Let me guess.
Perfectly viable explanation.
Let me guess. This is going to hit the fan. Oh, God. Just... No, there's... Oh, God. Yeah, the shining moment here, obviously, is Candace and Lawrence in the father-daughter obstacle course thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. I love how Major Monogram is so deadpan. You thought of a situation that would require robots? Yes. Yes, I did.
That's a little creepy, Carl. Yes, yes, I am.
Yes, yes. And then, of course, the kid throughout the whole episode finding out about Agent Perry and the about Agent P and the robot. That was hilarious with the pie eating contest.
Oh, pie eating poop jokes.
Yep.
Stay classy. And then Perry pops up. Exactly. This is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yep. And is that an ice? Is that an ice cream truck that Carl's driving around?
That's
swear.
A little creepy, Carl. Yes, yes, I am.
Yes, yes, he is. I like this one. I think this one's fun. What did you have for this one?
I just think it's funny, the pie eating contest. He just hoovers up the pie like a vacuum cleaner. And then it gets tossed out the trap door.
Ew.
Quote unquote trap door.
Yes. Yes. Quote unquote.
But why is Doof here at all?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Because it really.
Most of the story.
Yeah.
I mean, he still manages to poof the blimp.
Yeah.
Poof. But yeah, they could have done that some other way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just, I mean, yes, they have to have a B-side. Perry and Doof have, well, yeah, Doof has to battle Perry somehow, but...
Well, he doesn't, Perry, because Perry gets called away. Because Perry gets called away because of Mr. Fletcher. And Doof is like, don't you even want to hear why I want to destroy the adult diaper factory? Which obviously Perry doesn't. And then he's like, this will be backstory worthy one day.
Just, you know, I got better things to do. I gotta drive my meat suit.
Yeah.
My Mac. That's funny. I can only hope that someday somebody makes a giant Mac that looks like me.
Well, let's hope.
Cross the fingers. Yeah, so nicely done, Candace and the newly returned Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Actually win competition.
Yep. We got three songs in this one. We got two instrumentals, Finidroids and Furbots, and then Kronk for Hire. And then the bubblegum song that Candace and Lawrence sing is the main song in this episode. And there is a Too Young line, but it isn't really a Too Young line. It's the one we've been talking about the whole time now. Wow, that's a little creepy, Carl. Yes, yes it is.
Just a little creepy.
Yep.
Just the weeest bit creepy, Carl. Oddly, I don't have a score for this one. I didn't write one down. I don't have a whole lot of notes, so I guess I wasn't all that impressed. But I'm going to have to give it a 3 for poop jokes.
3 for poop jokes.
I love poop jokes.
Technically, wouldn't that be a 2?
Man, dude, a 2 and number 2.
And Carl has an Austin Powers moment. where Major Monogram is like, is that all he can say? The kid originally came with one default phrase. Lawrence says, lovely windmill, isn't it? And then Carl's like, oh, those kooky Dutch. Oh, God. Because, you know, Austin Powers, in Goldmember.
Yeah.
You know, the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Go ahead, what?
I saw it.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't realize that was an Austin Powers reference. That's really funny.
I thought it... I mean, that's what I'm alluding it to. That's not what the wiki says about it, but that's what I... This is the first thing
really?
Thought of. No, yeah, no.
I'm surprised it's not in the wiki.
No, it's not.
Honestly, I would have...
And yes, I was right. This is the same ice cream truck that Carl drives in Swiss Family Phineas. So,
okay.
A strange way for Gitchy Gitchy Goo to show up. Carl is humming it in the headquarters when he's cleaning up.
Yeah, it's gets stuck in your head though.
Yeah, it always does. Yeah. Oh boy. Let's see. This is the 11th episode in which Perry doesn't battle Doofenshmirtz. So that's
really
interesting, yeah.
Okay.
Other episodes where he didn't battle him, get that Bigfoot out of my face, traffic cam caper, put that putter away, the monster of Phineas and Ferbenstein, oil on Candace, unfair science fair redux, tip of the day, daddy isn't Thor, stuff like that.
They included a list, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
No way.
What?
Oh, sweet.
Let's see, read the wiki.
Well, hey, damn it. You're not allowed to do that, mister. I haven't seen these in 2 months. Because when we went to record yesterday and today's episodes, folks, you know, Michael hadn't seen the cartoons in 2 months, whereas I watched them like 45 minutes before we recorded this. Anyway.
It was 2 months, 20 pounds ago. So, yeah,
good Lord.
It was a while back.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Yeah.
I understand now where Beppo Brown's son, Django, gets his name.
Okay.
Remember when we said, oh, it must be a part of the creator's thing? Well, the kid that voices Balthazar Horowitz, the kid that's in this episode saying, hey, don't I know you from somewhere? The kid that keeps popping up?
Yeah.
The kid that voices him is Django Marsh, Swampy's son.
Oh, yeah, I told you this got to be like a producer's kid or something.
Did we already rate this one? Because I don't remember at this point.
I was just going to give it a 3.
Give it a 3.
I don't remember, but I like big jokes.
Yeah. I got to give it a 4.5. I really dug it. I thought it was great.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. Thought it was very, very cool. All right, folks, we'll be back in a moment with Suddenly Susie.
Oh, Jeremy, I had no idea you felt that way about me. But I still have a lot to accomplish before I get married. Hold on. Much more romantic. It's you. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, Candace. I was wondering if you could do me a favor?
Yeah.
Listen, I got called into work and my parents aren't home. Do you think you could look after Susie for a few hours?
Yeah.
I'll be right over. Thanks.
Yeah. Huh? Wait, what did you say? Jeremy? No, Jeremy! I'll be right back. Mom! 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 Jeremy's dropping off his little sister and I.
How nice. A babysitting job.
No, Mom, you don't understand. She's evil.
Don't be silly, Candace. She's just a little girl. How much trouble could she be?
I see you've discovered the broken sprinkler. Yeah, I'd better get to the hardware store. It's beginning to look like Niagara Falls out here.
Niagara Falls? Know anything about that, Fernmeister?
It's over 167 feet high. It's also tremendously popular with daredevils.
Ferb, I know what we're going to do today. Hey, where's Perry?
I can't believe you forgot to pick up new razors, Carl. Now I have to go on camera without a clean shave.
Me too, sir.
What? You don't even have a single hair.
I have one, sir.
Agent B, you're here. We're getting very suspicious about Doofenshmirtz. He hasn't ordered any bulk items from the internet in days. Get over there and put a start to it. Carl, you disgust and fascinate me.
Susie will be here any second. I have to get this place in shape. Mush, pie, anything Susie can use against me.
Oh, hey, hi, Jeremy.
Candace, what's with the outfit?
I get cold.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a statement. You guys have fun now. Bye.
You know, even though I know that was paper mache, that's still an impressive throw.
Hey, Phineas. What you doing?
Hey, guys. What's with the baby carrier?
Ask him.
My chiropractor recommended it. It's just as humiliating as a half Nelson and easier on my tennis elbow.
What's that grinding sound?
Tough gum. Like the song says.
Pounders like a drum. Stop a train with your thumb. It's tough gum.
Wow, can I have some?
Nah, I don't think so. It's for bullies only.
You got any regular gum?
Regular gum!
All right, everyone. Ferb and I built a giant waterfall ride and we want to do a test run. Who's in?
Me!
Can I go?
Well, just be careful, because I worry about you.
Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated!
How do you like my new shoelace-inator? It's the perfect match for my new carbon footprint-inator. I made it entirely out of carbon paper I kept from the 1970s. I always thought that was going to come back. Shame. Anyway, people are always talking about reducing their carbon footprint. I don't really know what that means, but it sounds evil. Carbon footprint. So, my plan is to leave giant carbon footprints all over the tri-state area! Don't bother, it's double knotted.
So, Candace, are you ready to have some fun?
No. I'm good. I hate fun.
I've got a little game we can play.
Game?
It's called making.
Making?
Paper?
Paper?
No!
Paper dolls! Huh?
It's for you.
For me? Aren't you going to do something horrible to me?
Oh, no. Making you look bad is just one of the ways I control Jeremy. If he's not here, I'm off the clock.
Wait, you can control your brother?
Can't you get your brothers to do anything you want?
No way. I can't get them to do anything.
Unacceptable. To the backyard! Hey, guys. What you doing? Hello?
Hey, Susie. We were just putting the finishing touches on our waterfall ride.
Oh, just watching all this work makes me thirsty. What I wouldn't do for a glass of cool lemonade.
Lemonade? Whatever you like, Susie.
Thank you.
I have so much to learn.
Well, now that you've watched the master at work, it's time for you to get yours.
Me? Oh, no, I'm not ready. I...
What do you want?
To bust my brothers?
Is that a question or a mission?
A mission.
So say it!
I want to bust my brothers.
Mean it!
I want to bust my brothers.
Own it.
I want to bust my brothers!
Even better, get them to bust themselves.
Get my brothers to bust themselves? Get my brothers to bust themselves. 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 Hey, boys.
What you doing?
Do I even need to be here?
Going over Niagara Falls in a barrel. Wanna come? It's gonna be sweet.
If Buford does not drop me first.
Tough guys don't drop stuff. Tough gum!
All right, Candace, time to bring it on home.
We are back, and it is time for Suddenly Susie, because Candace panics when she inadvertently agrees to babysit Jeremy's little sister, Susie. But to her surprise, Susie is docile in the absence of her brother, saying that when Jeremy isn't around, she's off the clock. The two of them bond, and Susie shows Candace how to get Phineas and Ferb to bust themselves. Meanwhile, the boys build a replica of Niagara Falls in the backyard with the intention of riding over the falls in a barrel. Back at Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated, Dr. D decides to increase his carbon footprint, though he doesn't know what that is.
Literally.
By inventing a carbon footprint-inator.
Giant foot made out of carbon.
Uh-huh.
That's how you do it.
I love this episode. This episode is so awesome. Because we just assume that Susie is always going to be, you know, the way she is. Most of the time we assume she's going to stay in the character of constantly trying to humiliate Candace.
Yeah.
And she doesn't do that here, which is nice. It's
she's like, listen here, sister. I tell you how to get the job done.
Yeah. Yeah, she's actually coaching Candace on how to bust her own brothers. Get them to bust themselves, you know. And she says it so evilly, too.
She is evil.
I know, she's evil incarnate.
She is still evil, even if, you know.
Yeah. So what did you like about Suddenly Susie?
Tough gum.
Tough gum, that's right. Regular gum.
That's right. That's right. I like Susie's so evil she stole Isabella's line.
Everybody stole Isabella. Damn it, now yeah, I'm doing it.
Exactly.
Everybody stole Isabella's line in this. Why do I even need to be here?
What you doing? Hello.
Hello.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I'm right here. Oh, it's hilarious.
That was funny.
Yep.
The mobile mammal.
The mobile mammal. That's so funny. I just wrote a song about a truck driving platypus. my demo! And of course, this episode was back when CDs actually still mattered.
They still mattered.
Well, so yeah. 10 years ago. I don't know how many people actually buy physical CDs anymore. I know there are a lot of people out there that do, but most everything is either streaming through SoundCloud or Spotify or iTunes with Apple Music or things like that or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
That must be really behind the times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
You're getting too old for this stuff.
Too old for music, I suppose. I'm just going to listen to, like, talk radio and...
How boring.
Wait for the traffic report. I know, I'm old and boring. The boys are building a giant water slide. Again.
It's not a water slide, it's a waterfall. There is a difference.
Oh, they're in a barrel this time. Is that what makes it different?
Well, there's trying to recreate Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
And even though we know that was paper mache, that throw was very impressive. Oh, crap. That's what's going on with Suddenly Susie, and I do enjoy it. I think it's a fun episode. Like I said, seeing a different side of Susie's character is interesting. But of course, at the end, because Jeremy comes back, she has to, you know, go back to the way she was.
Just to be evil again.
Yep. Evil.
But, so here's a question.
Yes?
How does the carbon boot pick up Niagara?
Oh, no, you don't remember?
No, I do remember. It just picks it up and carries it away.
But you don't remember, do you?
No. I remember it dropped.
All right. All right, let's do this. Yeah, no, it does tie in. All right, let's do this already. You better 86 the gum. Oh, okay. It's the tough gum. He takes it out of his mouth and puts it on the side of the thing at the top of the falls. Because Isabella says it's a choking hazard.
That's right. And it sticks to the boot.
Yeah, tough gum.
Oh, funny. Okay, I get it now. I didn't get it when I watched it. I had no idea. I'm like, how in the hell? Yeah, no, that's cool. But again, it falls in front of Droopy. You don't expect a spring water bottling plant to just fall in your lap, do you?
You never believe in me.
Right. it's good to be Droopy.
I love those two. That's so hilarious.
Results may vary.
Yeah. Results may vary. Well, I guess we're back on the clock.
Oh, and lastly, who wants pie?
Me.
Who wants chowder?
Yeah. You chowder head?
Oh, chowder. Boy. No, there was this Ipecac scene in Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one?
No.
Ipecac?
I'm not a Family Guy fan. I hate that
show. You know what Ipecac is?
No.
Okay, it's this stuff that you drink that makes you forcibly vomit.
Oh, jeez.
So there's a contest, you know, so everyone drinks the Ipecac, and the last one to puke wins.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the characters in Family Guy are sitting around the living room, and they're like, okay, you know, who gets the last slice of pie? And he goes, well, I'll tell you what, I got this last case of Ipecac here. And so we'll take the Ipecac challenge, and whoever pukes last gets it. And they're like, okay, I'm totally going to win that pie. So they're all sitting around waiting, and they're like, you know what? I don't really feel anything. In fact, I feel everywhere. And next thing you know, they're all puking all over each other. It's horrible. It's the most funny thing I've ever seen. And at the end, Lois comes in and says, who wants chowder? And they all go,
yeah, no.
Funny. Funny, funny stuff. I gotta find that.
Oh, God.
Ah, good times.
I gotta find me a woman that does not care about Family Guy at all. Because I don't care about Family Guy. Anyway. But yeah, suddenly, Susie, what are you gonna give it?
I give it a 3.5.
I'm gonna give it a 5. Absolutely loved it.
Really?
Whole five. One thing that put me over on it was the banana peel. you like the potty humor. I like the slapstick humor.
I was gonna say I think I might possibly give this a 4 for okay. The extended song scene at the end.
Okay.
Okay.
That works. Yeah. All right.
Extended song scene that may have been the icing on the cake to push this into 4 tier.
Yeah, the Perry driving a truck song. Yeah, yeah, so that song was hilarious.
A lot of us driving a semi truck.
Yeah. And the fact that they actually even sunburn the elbow from sitting leaning on the edge of the door.
That's right.
It's hilarious. Oh, God. But, yeah, no, Suddenly Susie, I've been looking forward to this all throughout the second season. It was a really fun rewatch, and I just love watching that episode. It's not something I can go back to every now and then, but just the whole Doofenshmirtz plot is just so ridiculous, it's hilarious. Oh, Lord. All right, we are going to take a quick break, come back, and close the show after this.
Thank you! And thank you, Dad.
Do you know, Candace, I don't remember much of what happened here today, but I'll never forget this moment with you.
Oh, there you are, Perry.
Hey, haven't I seen you before?
Carl, we gotta fire up the memory eraser again.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so funny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Brain, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Yay! Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
It's Showtime Synergy. The latest review podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network is here. So join TFG1 Mike, Nicole Hailstorm, and myself, Lady Wreck, as we will be reviewing all 65 episodes of Joe and the Holograms in a 25-episode-long podcast. You can find Showtime Synergy on iTunes and GeekCastRadio.com. We are the truly outrageous podcast that you want to be listening to.
We are back, and it is time to close out episode 45. We are 5 episodes away from day 50 at this point. Yay! And we're actually 7 days. We're actually a week away from episode... Thank you very much. We are actually a week away from episode 52, which is the halfway point of the podcast.
Almost halfway done.
Almost halfway done. So yeah, that's what's going on. We're going to be going daily throughout the spring and summer here, and hopefully we're going to wrap this up by winter 2017 and have all 104 episodes done. And yeah, two full years of a show that, you know, should have really only taken 104 days, but it is what it is. And as I said before,
this isn't easy, man.
I know, right?
This is like a Herculean task. I think we've done exemplary.
Yes. Says the guy who doesn't have to edit it, doesn't have to write the post, doesn't have to do any, he just shows up and talks.
That's all I'm looking for, really.
I know, right? Oh, God. So, yeah, that's what's coming up on the podcast organization, a lot of cool acronym. Thank you for listening to us this time around. You can find the show on geekcastradio.com. Send us feedback send us email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter. Mine is TF2andMike. You can also follow @geekcastradio. What is your Twitter?
PeconCTMichael.
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/geekcast or Radio Network. Join us next time when we will be talking about 2 more episodes from Phineas and Ferb in Day 46, those being Undercover Carl and another one. I forget. Undercover Carl and Hip Parade. I don't remember Hip Parade, but okay. I remember Undercover Carl. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
Because that's when Carl actually gets his full theme song.
Carl.
He knows what all those buttons do. That's the only line I can remember from it.
He knows what all those buttons do.
Yep. So tune in tomorrow.
He's good for something.
Yeah, he's good for something. Later on, I think in season 3 or season 4, he's going to turn into something bad for something. But yeah, he's good for something. Yeah, tune in tomorrow for us here on the podcast organization without a cool acronym. As always, we're going to let Ferb or Doofenshmirtz or somebody close the show. So we will catch you next time, folks.
But wait, there's more.
Say it again.
Aren't you a little young to be a podcaster?
No, I'm not. Aren't you a little old to be watching this cartoon show?
Yes, I am. It's good to see the nation's senior citizens taking an interest in cartooning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
There's not really any more. That's about it.
Congratulations. You are now an official driver for the Mr. Banana Company.
Man, that is so funny. I literally just wrote a song about a platypus driving a banana truck. Wait, my demo.
He's Alabama bound with a load of bananas, heading south across the Mason-Dixon line. Then he's hauling pineapples to Gary, Indiana. Gotta burn some rubber, make that highway wine. He's a mobile mammal and I bet you a fiver. He's eating hush puppies and corn on the cob. He's a semi-aquatic, semi-driver, a full-time agent with a part-time job. Oh yeah, I bet you a fiver that there's a mobile mammal.
We built Niagara Falls in the backyard. Want to see it?
Why, I'd love to, honey.
Yes, finally.
All right, Danville, get ready for a carbon footprint you'll never forget. Oh, see this? This is why I hate nature. It's always getting stuck to your foot. Yes.
I can't believe it. You walk away from a profitable miniature golf franchise and open up a spring water bottling plant right in the middle of town. What, did you think a mountain spring was just going to fall out of the sky?
You've never believed in me.
All right, we'll try this again. Blah, 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 carbon footprints! I suppose this was inevitable. Cause you buried a platypus!
Well, kids, you're right. It does look like Niagara Falls back here. But this part will fix that. Voila! So, who wants pie?
Me!
How can this be? It was supposed to work this time! Don't you have anything to say?
Results may vary.
Hey, Candace.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hold this, please.
How's it going?
Perfect! Everything is... Guess we're back on the clock.